Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently struck down a federal law prohibiting sports betting in a 6-3 decision. The court did not legalize sports betting, but their ruling now gives states the ability to legalize sports betting. In Nebraska, sports betting is still illegal. However, several state senators and gambling proponents have signaled they plan to introduce legislation in 2019 to provide an on-ramp for legalized sports gaming. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts opposes expanded gambling and noted, if you look at the things that go along with gambling, for every dollar you collect in tax revenue, you spend $3 in social services. Whether it's because of increased child and spousal abuse or embezzlement, there are no plans to expand gambling. Gambling addiction can lead to serious economic consequences because U.S. consumers experience over $100 billion per year in total gambling losses. A male gambling addict accumulates an average debt of between $55,000 to $90,000, and a female averages $15,000. Most cannot afford to pay back what they owe. As a result, gambling addicts develop a high tendency to suffer from other health issues, lose their jobs, strain their relationships, or even commit crimes. Nebraska was recently recognized as the least gambling addicted state in the country by Wallet Hub. Maintaining strong anti-gambling public policy stances will assure that Nebraska remains a great place to live, work, and raise a family. This week, I invite you to listen to the Daily Spotlight as John Rustin of North Carolina Family Policy Council and I examine the devastation of state-sanctioned gambling. We will explore the economic harms, the quick fix myth, and why Nebraskans should reject fantasy sports gambling.